T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
BJ and Jamie.
Big problem this morning. Highway 36. It's the turnpike from Boulder into downtown and going the other way, too, I guess. But we have big problems because I guess it's a sinkhole. I'm not sure what it is, but it's closed completely. The highway is cracked. But Jim Hooley from Fox 31 is on the case.
I love Jim Hooley.
Jim Hooley.
Hey, Jim.
Okay, how's it going?
Are you out on the bridge? Are you out on the freeway?
It's not a sinkhole, per se. It's just the bridge, basically, that is collapsing. I mean, literally, slowly but surely, this thing is sinking down into the ground below. Yeah. It's really wet down below, saturated, and the whole road. I mean, it looks like an earthquake out here. It looks like California.
I know, and I saw that big, huge crack, which they say is like 10 feet across or so, and it's deep, too. Why don't you get down in there and do this report from in there so we hear the echo of it? It would really sell it.
Yeah, right. What, are you crazy, man? I mean, I still got a couple of years left of doing this job. I want to survive. This is a huge bridge that goes over the old railroad track. There's another area up here.
Holy, I'm serious. Get right down in there.
I mean, oh my God, I don't get paid enough to work like that. They're going to be out here for a long time trying to figure out how to fix this and then making the repairs.
What are they going to do with it?
In the meantime, they're working on a detour right now that hopefully could be in place in the next couple of days.
What about those weird portable bridges? You've seen them in Florida. They just roll them in place. We need one of those.
Yeah, well, they do that in Florida. They do a lot of, like, temporary things down there in Florida. No offense, of course, but this has to be a permanent fix. I mean, keep in mind, this road, US 36, is brand new. It's less than 5 years old.
Wow. I didn't know
how
that.
How this could happen is beyond me. I don't know.
Ooh, you would think the engineers would have known that. And, Jim, it's okay. I mean, everybody knows you hate Florida, so it's okay for you to say what. You don't have to give all that, disclaimers and anything. I mean, you hate it. But nevertheless, how did they build this road there? And it's been less than 5 years, and now you got the thing collapsing. Who made this mistake?
Well, you got to wonder. I mean, there's, a saturated, very moist, what they call a void down below in the ground that maybe somebody didn't check out. The engineers didn't look about it. It's been, just holding a ton of moisture. And then, as you guys know, we had all of that rain and the moisture and the snow in the springtime. That probably only added to the pain and the misery in terms of that ground out here. And for some reason, that crack developed Thursday night into Friday morning, and it just kept going and getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And can I tell you, I come down from up near Boulder. I drove over this thing Friday morning at around 2 a.m., and the road was all cockeyed at that time. It had shifted already. And I got to work, and I go, hey, you guys, there's something really weird going on up on 36.
You're kidding.
It didn't fall apart then. No, that was early, 2 a.m. Friday morning.
And you felt it.
What's that?
And you felt, you knew something was wrong?
Oh, yeah, it was very obvious at that time. And again, later on in the morning, on Friday morning, they started to shut it down. CDOT got out here, took a good look at it. But, yeah, in the darkness, I could barely see what was happening. The road shifting, and, part
That's
of it
creepy.
Was down
yeah.
already at that point, a good 6, 7, 8 inches.
Wow. This reminds me of, this is a great lesson. You know when you go to Home Depot and they offer you that extended warranty, and you're always like, I won't need it in 5 years. We should have bought the extended warranty on this project. I'm telling you.
Right.
Really? Yeah. I mean, can we get our money back? I mean, this is obviously this construction company has, really messed up.
Oh, the engineers.
Yeah. Do we get our money back, Jim?
Yeah, you got to wonder about all of that, what kind of backups they have, and if there is anything like a warranty on work like this, because it's going to be much needed. Here's a good thing, though. Obviously, the eastbound traffic right now is still shut down, going from Boulder down to Denver, but RTD is offering people free rides today and tomorrow on their Flatiron Flyer, the big buses that go up and down 36 from Boulder to Denver. Free today and tomorrow to help people, you know, along trying to get mass transit.
But what about Tuesday? And I mean, what about Wednesday? I know, but what about like Wednesday, Thursday, Friday? Because this thing is not going to be fixed.
No.
Well, yes, but the detour may be in place by that time. What they're going to do, again, is move the eastbound traffic over to a couple lanes of westbound. So they're going to shorten things up, compromise a couple lanes, and get eastbound over and westbound to keep traffic going around this giant collapse that has happened.
They can create that detour, but you know as well as I do, Jim, that thing's going to be a headache in that area for months to come.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, once they get the detour in place, they can look at the long-term solution. They have to build pretty much a new support and retaining wall on the west side and put concrete foundations in there to stop this thing from sliding. That will take a long time, but they've already been down there with the engineers, and they are looking at that as of this hour.
Wow, this is a mess.
Yeah, we want our money back on that road.
Yeah, we do. 5 years old.
Yeah, that's
ridiculous. This should last for 100 years.
Jim Mahuli, Fox 31. Hey, Jim, thank you so much.
Anytime, you guys.
Be safe out there.
We love you, Jim Mahuli. You're our favorite.
You know, I didn't want to say it to Jim. Bye, Jim. I didn't want to say
well,
it to Jim.
Okay, well, make sure he's turned up.
You know what it is? I could have given Jim a little bit of a tip on something he does when he does his reporting, especially on this. Okay. Yeah, especially on this situation. He says the word moist way too often.
Yeah, people hate that word.
People hate that word.
They hate the word moist.
Research shows you that they hate the word moist.
Yeah.
And he said, hey, you know, underneath there, it's moist and moist and moist. Yeah. He keeps saying it.
And then people are cringing.
I was going to say something to him.
Yeah. But you don't want to tell him how to do his job.
But I don't want to tell him how to do his job.
Yeah, but there was a lot of moist.
But there was a lot of moist.
I counted seven moists. So we had seven moists.
Yeah, so we did
so
too.
If you guys want to. Hey, can we get, can you go ahead and post like Jim Hooley's like email or something and people can just write him and say, stop saying moist.
Yeah.
You know?
So there we go. Yeah. There we go. We let the audience do it, not Jamie now, because we like
we look
you.
Like asses.
Exactly.
Yeah. And it's bad
enough.
They always put him in some killer place. Like when they think that there's a plague, remember, or whatever that was, they put him over in a hazmat suit. Now they're putting him on a bridge that's actually collapsing under his feet.
If there's any situation or breaking news that occurs where it's life-threatening, they send Jim Hooley.
Yeah, it's like...
And I think it's just wrong.
It is rude.
Yeah. Why don't you send the rookies out there?
Yeah.
You know, he is your veteran reporter.
He's seasoned.
What if something does happen?
Yeah. It's moist.
You end up with Ebola or something.
Ebola?
Ebola.
Is that in Kentucky?
Ebola. Ebola. Get the Ebola virus going.
Anyway,
you know.
This is a
All
mess.
Right.
Have some patience this morning till we figure it out. The great news, though, RTD offering free rides, so that's nice.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice. And anywhere, anytime. On the radio.com app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.